Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Beis Adar Tav Shin Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing with our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are very thankful and appreciative of our generous sponsors. This morning's learning, dedicated by Dr. Charles and Maureen Ovitzky, to commemorate the artside of his beloved father, Erwin Ovitzky, Israel Zev ben Pinchas Halevi. His Nesham should have an aliyah, and it should be a schus, a merit for the entire family. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim. And we are understanding in the month of Adar, Mishenichnos, Adar, Marbe, Mesimchas, the Gemara, the Talmud teaches that this month is a month of Simcha, a month of joy. Of course, because the holiday of Purim is within. Tomorrow night we will read the Megillah again on Friday, celebrating our salvation, understanding that the Simcha that we feel, our peoplehood, our nation, was in the jaws of, in the peril of our demise, of our destruction. Haman HaRasha wanted to wipe us out, to decimate, to destroy us, all of us. So the celebration is a celebration of our Yeshua, of our redemption, of our salvation, and that brings us to Simcha. So the author of the Orchos Tzadikim explains specifically the Simcha that we are to have, not just to have a word that describes happiness, but not only to appreciate it on this very elementary level, but to understand it in the deepest way possible. So he explains a Simcha, that this Simcha, this joy, this happiness, Hamida hazos bala adam machmas rov shalva balibo. You know how you achieve and acquire the attribute of happiness? It only comes to a person through the enjoyment of great tranquility. It's more than just peacefulness, but it's shalva. Shalva is a different madrega, a different level of peacefulness. But there's a certain sense of serenity, a sense of tranquility, that it's beliba belipega ra, that it comes to this person in his heart unmarred by any mishap. But what's fascinating about this sentence, which the commentators explain on this statement, in the Orchos Tzadikim is the word belibo. What does it mean, belibo? You feel simcha. I'm happy. I feel jubilant and joyous. What does it mean, belibo? So the commentaries explain that we know that there are really two dimensions, two expressions to simcha. There's one that is intellectual, one is emotional. That's how the midah of simcha is manifest. There are people who face difficult challenges, for example, and although intellectually they aspire to be happy, they want to be a sameach mechelko. They want to be happy with their lot. Emotionally, they may be disheartened. Why? That's just not what they feel. Intellectually, they want to. Others may feel happy. They have that regesh, that hargasha, that feeling of happy. But happiness might be marred if intellectually they knew that they are not doing what Hashem wants from them. It's what we call a simcha shel holelos, a person who's in the pubs and the bars, getting drunk and being a shikr and doing all types of things that they call happiness, but which really are not in line with the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God. So that's not called happiness, the way we describe it, the way it's supposed to be lived and understood. So that might be that a person feels happy, but at the end of the day, intellectually, they're not. What is true emes simcha? What is true simcha? What is true happiness? True happiness, and this is the belibo that the author is teaching us, that he's referring to, that the simcha amida zos is that it's when the shalva belibo, true happiness is when one intellectually knows that he's fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, and he truly then feels happy about it in his heart, which means both of those levels exist. There's intellectual and emotional that coexist tzamen as one, and we feel those two things together. That's true simcha, not one without the other. They have to be married to each other. Let's think about this idea as we approach the Yom Tov, the celebration, the joyous days of Yimei Mishtav and Simcha, the days of Purim, and the day that is a Simcha, the Midah that we try to be Teufes, to grasp, to feel happiness in our lives, to feel Simcha with our lot, to be Sameach Bechelko, and to appreciate them. We feel it in our hearts and we know it in our minds. Then we will have achieved this true Simcha. We should be Zocha. Everyone should have a healthy, a happy, and a joyous, holy day.